A search and rescue mission for victims of the building that collapsed last Saturday at cantonments has ended. Professional investigative bodies have now taken over to arrive at the root cause of the accident. The acting national coordinator of NADMO, Brigadier General Francis Vip Sanziri, told Radio Ghana that it's about time building engineers did quality work to prevent the recurrence of such disasters. He spoke to Rita Mpabintete.
The site has been cordoned off by the police and as an incident scene, and perhaps waiting for the competent professional body to do an investigation into why that building could have collapsed.
During your rescue operations, how many bodies did you retrieve, and then how many people got injured in the accident?
We picked 3 dead bodies, 1 on the first day, that Saturday, and 2 we got from the rubble yesterday. That makes it 3 dead bodies. Then 19 other persons were rescued from the rubble.
And then during your operation, what did you notice? Is it that the structure was built in a hurried manner or the shoddy work was done? How will you describe the whole thing?
We are not professionals in that field and do not want to dare into that area. Maybe when the investigations are done, they will be able to tell us exactly what could have caused the collapse of the building. Our mission there was to save life and rescue life, or possibly retrieve bodies that were lost in the process. But we will not dare into the reasons or what led to the collapse until after a professional group has done the, with engineering background, definitely would come out with some report indicating what must have led to the collapse of the building.
Whenever there are disasters, NADMO is the first point of call. So
yeah.
Tell me, what lessons can we learn from this? Because this is not the first time we had that of Malcolm.
It's possibly that we are not doing a very professional job in our building industry. That is the engineering work that is being done. Perhaps there is something shoddy about that. For a building to collapse, that one will really be suspicious of it. First, are there permits? If the permits are there, are we following up with supervisory rule to ensure that the right engineering expertise is there and that they are doing the right mix of cement stone and then the iron rods to get exactly what the building should be, particularly when it's a heavy structure, a story building? Are we using the right materials? It's not just enough to give a permit, an assembly to give a permit to somebody to build, and then just ignore whatever follows up. It is, I think it's still necessary when the permit is given, you follow through to see what they are doing and whether they are using the right materials to do the right job.
Brigadier General Francis Vip Sanziri is the acting national coordinator of NADMO.
Meanwhile, the Association of Building and Civil Engineering Contractors have called for a regulatory body to supervise the activities of contractors in the country. A said lack of such a regulatory body is a contributory factor to the construction of substandard buildings. Its Volta Regional Chairman Prosper Ledi told Radio Ghana that a contractor of the collapsed building at cantonments is not a member of the association. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
The Association of Building Contractors, we are on top of our vocation, and we practice and we learn from day to day whatever that we need to do. And what is going in the country now is anybody who will set up a company and call himself a contractor, even without belonging to the association, and even without knowing those to employ. Because what is happening in the country is something we need to learn from. What happened at Mekong should be the last one that we know disasters can happen. But the building which is in progress to collapse, then there is so many things we need to check as a country. Because before you put up a skyscraper building, you need to have a soil test to know whether the land that you are putting up that building can take so much of stories that you are putting up. And also you need to have the qualified personnel. Your engineer is very, very paramount. Your foreman, everybody is very, very important. You need to get all those who are in the vocation. Laborers are there, apprentices are there. But the technical personnel are very, very important. And the material that we use as well. Because if the engineer is there and he cannot know or interpret a drawing to know what and what to start with, chances that the thing that will happen, and even the proportion of our ratio to the cement is another one that we need to check. They say it does not belong to the association, and we are yet to find out who is putting up that building and who is doing it, which of the contractors is in it, how, what are the personnel that are there, and the personnel that are handling that project.
But there are suggestions that your members normally resort to cheap labor materials. That is why when they build, doesn't last and the building will collapse.
Well, I disagree, because our association, we meet, we discuss, and we always learn. We have workshops, and we advise and discuss any project that many contractors have. So we put the personnel that can handle the particular job.
What can we do as a nation to stop what is becoming a normal routine of building collapsing in Ghana?
As a nation, we need to put ourselves together, because we are growing, losing lives after construction of a project. It's another thing that we as a nation, we need to sit up. We need to put our houses together. Government must listen to we, those that are in the vocation, that we need to have a regulatory body that can regulate us as a nation.